Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel. The text is Luke chapter 18, verses 15 through 17. The Reverend Scott Shelby is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Luke, the 18th chapter. Now they were bringing even infants to him that he might touch them. And when the disciples saw it, they rebuked them. But Jesus called them to him, saying, "Let the children come to me and do not hinder them, for to such belongs the kingdom of God. Truly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child shall not enter it." O Lord, have mercy upon us. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets.
But now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son.
Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world. We all know that song, that popular refrain an American Baptist minister wrote, a song published in 1913. Behind that refrain and the lesser known stanzas connected to it are Jesus' words I read today. In today's reading, Jesus makes two points. That old song reveals the first point. The first point is based on two Greek nouns you heard me read as infants and children. Jesus makes the point that he loves all the children of the world, all children, including unborn babies, newborn infants, preschool age toddlers, children of all ages. He loves all children and wants his grace-filled kingdom, his rule and reign to come unto them, because every child is in need of it. For every child is conceived and born sinful, spiritually blind and dead, lacking the ability to change this deadly situation. To save children from this awful situation, meriting eternal condemnation, the Son of God came down from heaven. He came to rescue everyone, including children. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son. Children are part of the world. Children are also part of the nations. Matthew 28, when instituting the office of the holy ministry, Jesus includes children when he spoke to his apostles, saying, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them, all nations, to observe all things that I have commanded you." Children are included in the words nations and world, and their inclusion reveals that Jesus loves all children. The kingdom of God comes for children. Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world. Though every child is conceived and born sinful and under the power of the devil, lost from God forever unless delivered from sin, death, and everlasting condemnation, for them and for all people, the Father of all mercy and grace has sent his Son, Jesus Christ, who atoned for the sin of the whole world, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. That's the first point Jesus makes in today's reading. The point he makes when saying, "Let the children come to me and do not hinder them, for to such belongs the kingdom of God." Jesus loves children, but his love isn't only for children. Jesus loves everyone, even adults. His kingdom, his rule and reign of grace and mercy, it's open to everyone regardless of age. His kingdom is open to everyone who is like a little child. A child not in terms of age, but a child in terms of characteristics children demonstrate. Characteristics like simplicity, humility, and utter inability to come to Jesus. The point about childlike characteristics is the second point Jesus makes in today's reading. He makes this point when he says, "Truly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child shall not enter it." To enter the kingdom as a child means to stop thinking that your admission ticket into the kingdom depends on your smarts, merits, perceived entitlements, egos, decisions, and feelings. To enter the kingdom as a child is to enter it in humility, joining your voice with that tax collector's voice, crying out, "God be merciful to me, the sinner." Speaking of that tax collector found in the parable before today's reading, that fictional character illustrates Jesus' second point. Unlike the proud, boastful, "look how good I am" Pharisee standing in the temple's courtyard, the tax collector is the child, standing far off, unwilling to even lift up his eyes to heaven, beating his breast in humility, repentance, and in Jesus-centered faith. This tax collector went home justified. He had entered the kingdom of God. "Truly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child shall not enter it." This second point teaches us to live as the new creation baptism's waters made us to be. This second point specifically teaches us who are already part of the kingdom. It teaches us to live as humble, childlike people within this kingdom of grace. People who in repentance and faith come to God having nothing to offer God. To live childlike is a biblical way of saying that you ought to consider yourself undeserving of God's salvation and least among humanity, as the tax collector did. The problem, however, is that sometimes we don't view ourselves this way, and many times we don't act according to this way. Sometimes the old Adam, that rebel unbeliever still in us, sometimes the old Adam successfully nudges us to live anything but childlike lives, that is, childlike in the biblical sense. Rather than live in humility, sometimes our Pharisee-like pride, boastfulness, and egos get in the way of our relationships with others and even our relationship with God. Beloved people of God, led by the Holy Spirit, who exposes your sin and brings you to recognize your sin, plead guilty to sometimes giving in to those nudges. And be of good cheer. That same Holy Spirit who exposes your sin comforts you with the good news that God delivers you from your sin. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, has had mercy upon you and has given you His only Son to die for you, and for His sake forgives you all your sin. to those who believe on his name, to you. He gives power to become the children of God and has promised you his Holy Spirit. Today's first point. Let the children come to me and do not hinder them, for to such belongs the kingdom of God. Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world. He loves everyone. He is for everyone, for youngest and oldest. He wants to bring everyone into his kingdom using the gospel to do so. Today's second point. Truly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child shall not enter it. Buried with Christ and dead to sin, live in childlike humility within your interactions here in this place and in all our workplaces, churches, homes, and communities. For Jesus has brought you into his kingdom through baptism's waters. He has claimed you as his own. O Lord, help me, your faithful child, to be. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.